It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the holiday weekend. I hope you watched some fireworks on the 4th, and I was at a party on the 5th. But it is the 6th, and we're right in the middle of a great weekend to celebrate our independence as a nation and remember the reason for the season, because there were a whole lot of people who sacrificed to get us where we're at and made a lot of really good rules, some of which were upheld this week by our Supreme Court, others that we're not so familiar with. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Sounds like you're begging for a history lesson.
No, I get enough of those on air and off.
Yeah. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we are kept on the air by the good people at Jethro, the Michigan Talk Network, and of course, the super country star Conrad, our producer.
Yeah, baby. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
He's got that kind of sultry country guy voice over
there
today.
He does, man. Yeah. I just got goosebumps when he did that.
Can't resist. What you guys making today? What's going on?
Oh, well, I've got a party tonight, and I'm going to ask Barbecue Bob for a little tip, okay? Because I'm bringing 400 chicken wings, okay? That's a lot of chicken wings, but it's a big 4th of July weekend party, right? They wanted some food. So I got to brine these things, and I've eaten Barbecue Bob's.
Why do you got to brine them?
Well, it adds moisture and it adds flavor. Oh. Okay. A brine is a solution, and then we're going to talk about that because I want Bob's recipe. It's a solution that you put the meat in, and it'll drive seasoning and moisture. And a chicken wing is, if you've ever seen sometimes they're different colors. Some are got a little blue tint to them. Those don't have as much fat under the skin. When they're kind of yellow, there's a little more fat under the skin. So if you're looking at a raw chicken wing, and these are great. They're from Sobey. They're the beautiful yellow ones.
Yes, they are.
But I want to put a little more flavor on them. So one of the ways to do that is rather than on the top, you put aromatics and seasonings in a salt water, or in this case, I want a buttermilk solution. And Bob's going to talk about that. And then you can put that and you brine them for a while. But I want to just hear you tell me this because you've done this a lot more. When we had our kitchen over in Lowell, he served chicken that was buttermilk brined, and it's fantastic. So take it away,
Bob. Thank you. As you know, I haven't said anything on the air, but some time ago, I finally found a job I can keep, and I'm working for Train. I'm selling back in the HVAC business, and I'm nice. Where I belong.
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm having fun. The other day, the distributor, it's the largest distributor in the nation, and we do Train and American Standard, and they're really nice people, and they brought in barbecue for us at work.
Oh.
And I'm always like, great. And then I start panicking in the back of my mind. I got to act like I like it.
Right.
I did not like it.
Right.
No surprise. I tried because I really respect this establishment, but it was the same old. And you said wings. We had wings. And of course, I had to try some wings because I thought, okay, well, at least I know I'll like these.
Right.
No, because they were just slow smoked. And the skin was rubbery, and it was everything that my wife would not want to eat in a piece of chicken.
Okay.
Rubbery skin, she's not going to do it.
Right.
People like crispy skin.
Right.
That's a trick when you're smoking wings or any kind of chicken
right.
or anything with a skin. That's why the folks in South Carolina do their hogs the way they do, and then they flip it over on the grate over open coals, and then they make their cracklings. And you know how good that is. We did that with the porchetta.
Right.
Most people don't want a lot of blubber in their mouth.
Right.
Whales give you blubber.
Right.
Chicken's not supposed to.
Yep.
So when I do wings, I'm depending on the equipment always that
right.
you have. And you're going to do them on the big trailer smoker.
I am.
So there's a few things you can do. What I used to do is I would soak them in buttermilk.
Okay.
And
just buttermilk?
Just buttermilk, because what that actually does is it It's the enzymes in the buttermilk break down some of the cartilage and the fat, and it helps tenderize the chicken. And then my flavoring all came from the smoke and the seasoning on the outside. I love the taste of a good... You go to Sobeys and you ask for their party wings.
Yep, that's what I got. Yep.
They're the big wings that they separate into three pieces, chuck the flapper.
Right.
And they give you the drum and the flat, and they're perfect for any party. So if you're doing a party, go to Sobeys and get the party wings. And then I would soak them overnight in buttermilk.
Overnight?
Yeah.
Okay, not an hour or
if
two?
If you do
or...
2 hours, you're still okay. So you have plenty of time today.
Okay.
But then I would pull them off and set them on a tray, let them drip a little bit, and then coat them real nicely. And I know what you're going to put on. It's absolutely perfect.
A Memphis rub. Yep.
Well, I thought you were going to do that one that you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. It's kind of a Memphis.
Yep.
Well, so here's the deal. If you're using a smoker, first of all, if you have to do a bunch like you're doing, you don't have time to be perfect. You don't really have to get the perfect smoke flavor, because I'm going to go through a proper wing, my opinion. But that's a small batch. That's what I did for you on the Independence Day party we had at our house.
Right.
But for a big group, you want to do them all on your big trays and racks. So the key is to get it cooked properly. And those wings, you're going to probe the fat ones, and the fat ones have to be 180. Okay, you got to get them up there because, again, you want to kill the pink and you want to break down the tissue. The second thing is, when they're done, they should be kind of crispy on the outside. And where you're doing this, you're not going to have a convection oven to finish them off. So,
well, actually, I am at the venue.
Oh.
And because what they wanted is they wanted three flavors. Right, they want like a garlic parm. They want a sweet barbecue and like a regular traditional
or
a buffalo.
No spicy.
What? Well, the traditional buffalo's got a little heat with it.
Okay.
Right. So those are the three flavors that they
and they
ask
have
for.
A convection oven.
They do in the venue where I'm going
to
be.
So what you could do then is you could bring them all up to like 165 and rack them, throw them in your Cambro, and keep them on their trays. And then when you get there, as you're serving them, throw each pan in that convection oven at about 450 for about 10 minutes. Warm them up, crisp them up, and they right. should be absolutely perfect.
That was what I thought I would do, just because I'm not going to sauce them until I get there, right? I'm going to bring a big bowl and toss 30 of them, 40 of them at a time, put a tray of one flavor out, tray of the other flavor.
So you're going to crisp them, then toss them and rack them?
Other way around. I thought I would sauce them and then put them in the crisper so it got a little tacky.
It will.
Was my thought.
It all right. depends on how you want them to come out.
Right.
Yeah, so buttermilk is a wonderful tenderizer.
Right.
And it, I don't know, it does something to the flavor. It gives it a touch of tang.
Right. Yep.
Which might help your Memphis yep. side.
Good.
But yeah, good. I love doing that. We had a lot of fun. And these recipes we're going to go through today were the things I made for you on mm-hmm. Thursday. And we had a lot of fun, just the four of us sitting around with our wives, you and I and our wives,
yep.
which we never get to do.
Right. We really don't.
We always threaten to.
And something different than we usually do, too. I think we're getting old. We started at noon.
Oh.
And it wasn't like an evening thing where there was a bunch of drinking and we were hanging out.
Right.
Music was loud. This was just a great day to just sit around the pool and catch up on things, right? I mean,
yeah.
And that's because we see each other here at the show, but then we kind of go our separate ways. We may talk a couple times.
Because we live a half hour apart.
Right. So
it's not like we're neighbors.
It's just we don't take time to do that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little teary-eyed. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah. It's like he's telling me the story. It's
yeah. so I even turned on the pool heater for him.
Right, man.
Oh.
And I haven't had it on for a couple weeks.
No shrinky winky. It was warm.
It's been so cold, I haven't turned it on. You know, I let right. things just go back down.
Right.
It has been cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
At night. Yeah, we had one day this week. It was like 44 degrees when I got up in the morning. It was crazy. Not for July, but anyway. So coming up next, we are going to go through some recipes. Bob made this thing called poutine, and I'm going to stop there and let him tell you what it is, because it's a real treat if you get it done right.
Just a warning, if you Google it, you're going to get a lot of pictures of Vladimir Putin.
Right, yeah, and that's not what you really want to eat on Independence Day especially. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes.
Welcome back. Once again, it's the discussion between the segments that has money in it, but whatever, we probably shouldn't talk about that. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're tuning in on this holiday weekend. I hope it's going really well for you. You've already had a couple barbecues and you're planning a couple more because that's what's on our agenda. But I'm Joplin. He is Barbecue Bob. And tell me about this poutine you made us.
You know, that's funny because Conrad accused me of thinking of what he was thinking of.
Right, yeah. it's a Ted Nugent song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Wang
and
Dang,
it sounds
sweet
like
poutine.
It sounds like poutine.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you, I've settled into a very nice place to work, and my boss is the reason I went there is because he's from Canada, and he's the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. A big fisherman, not a very big man. I mean, he's kind of a sawed-off dude, but he's very quiet, and when he talks, you listen. And he's the branch manager, and I'm one of the branches.
There you go, buddy.
So him being from Canada, and, of course, we love talking about food, and he started going off a week or two ago about poutine. Mm-hmm. And I had a little time warp where I went back to my days of working in Canada just not that long ago, but I didn't, when I first got there, I didn't know. My boss kept talking about poutine, and I didn't know what it was. And he's like, oh, you got it. And then he described it, and I'm like, I don't know. That just sounds weird. That doesn't even sound good to me. And then he took me to his favorite establishment that made it.
Poutine joint?
Properly.
And they have a pole in the middle of the room there?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope. But it's basically nice, hot, crispy French fries laced with
gravy,
cheddar curds, cheese curds, cheddar, and then with some gravy on top. And it sounds weird, but I'll tell you what, if your fries are hot and your poutine is room temperature when you put them in, you don't want them cold. You want these things to melt instantly.
The cheese curds.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you put some nice gravy on it. And that's where a lot of the people have their variations. It's the gravy.
Okay.
So I took his tip and I used a turkey gravy, literally out of a jar, because I don't have a turkey around right now. And it's French's. And then I took some of Sobey's beef rub.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in there and darkened it up along with a little bit of my magic sauce, the stuff I put on brisket. And it turned out, well, you've tasted it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a gravy guy anyway. My wife, every time she's making gravy, she goes, taste this.
Wait, time out. You've been preaching ketchup for 15 years.
No, I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't put them on pasties.
Right, yeah.
I'm
a gravy guy on pasties.
Don't blast.
No, ketchup. Ketchup
don't
on
blaspheme on the Grilling Guys.
Right. So back to the poutine.
My wife always has me fix up her gravy for.
Yeah.
It's just it's something I can do.
Right.
Right? And I'm, you know, I'm a little fanatical about flavoring and profiles and like to have.
You're a grilling guy.
It a certain way. And And if I'm happy, you know it's really good because
I would concur.
I insist. And so that gravy, I thought, turned out really nice. And then when it does, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah. I'm like, oh, taste this gravy. Yeah. Taste this gravy. And she's like, yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah. So, I don't know what you did to
so
it.
So are you, fries are a debate in my house.
Yes.
I like them thin and crispy. My wife likes the big wedges that are a little bit soft.
Not
still.
For poutine.
Right.
Can't do it.
Right. So... But making those fries, they weren't deep fried, were they? They
yeah.
were oven baked.
Oh,
were
no.
they deep fried?
No,
did you deep fry them? I didn't see that.
I had the fryer outside.
Okay.
You were in yapping with the women while
yeah,
I'm doing
pool.
All the work.
Right. Yeah. While Jim wrestles the alligator, I'll go back and see how dinner's going.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I'm with you. I want the crispy fries for poutine especially. Because that gravy is going to want to make them a little soggy.
Right.
And you don't want to put too much gravy on them. And you want the gravy on the cheese part.
Right.
So it melts it. And it makes this wonderful slurry that just is
yeah.
just fantastic. And you just pig right up.
Right. And you don't need anything on it either. You eat
no,
it just like it's
it
served.
There.
No
yeah.
condiments.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my boss, he's an Ontario boy. And he started bitching about getting poutine here at a Mexican restaurant. And I'm like, well, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Right.
First of all, he doesn't like Mexican food.
Right, yeah.
John.
Yeah. And second of all, that's not
you're getting
specialty.
Poutine in a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, he doesn't like anything hot either. So,
right.
You know, it's like, I don't know why you went there, but that's not a true Canadian experience.
Right.
You can just shoot across to Windsor, and you can find all kinds of good poutine.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, so crispy fries in the deep fryer. If you only have an air fryer, that's fine, too. You have a countertop fryer you
right.
use. I use frozen fries.
Okay.
There's many variations
you
can use.
Do you thaw them first? Or
no.
Right.
Nope.
Exactly.
And because as much as I'd like to think I've got it down, I do not got it down in terms of fresh potatoes. There's lots of things you could do. My daughter Maggie walked me through her way, and I like hers. And, you know, they're just never quite the same.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what they do in that potato factory, but they do it good.
Yeah. Well, they've been
and
doing
I hardly
it
ever eat French fries.
Right, right.
When I
well,
do.
Because they're no good by themselves. You got to have cheese and gravy on them, right?
I don't know, boys.
I'm telling you.
Well, they don't sell them at a drive-thru, so most of America has never had it before. Poutine, right? Because you don't want to eat that driving down the road. It's drippy.
Right.
You want to do that with a fork and a plate. You don't want to those in a box. So that
it's like a
work.
Pasty.
Yeah.
You got to eat it on a plate.
Right. Yeah.
Sounds really good. I love cheese curds. I mean, that's
I do too.
That's something incredible right there.
And you got to use the cheddar.
That's where
cheese
I was
curds.
Going. Is you got to use the right curd. That not Colby and not
the
a white
cheddar.
Cheddar.
No.
Yeah, white cheddar.
Yep.
Yep. It's always white cheddar on a curd.
Yep. With a C, not a T. So we're eating cheese.
Seems
curds.
Like it'd be something they have at Culver's to me. I don't know, but that's
Wisconsin, bro.
Yeah, I got you. Not far enough up north.
Geography ain't working today.
I guess.
But I think that's a great marketing idea.
Hey, there you. I
love that place.
That word poutine just seems. I don't know what it is. Hey, you guys got any poutine? It's like no, but we don't like you that much.
But we have Putin.
Oh, there you go.
But Culver's is like my kids when they come to town and they're at my house. They make a run to Culver's. Every time.
It's my wife's absolute favorite fast food restaurant.
That place it's on fire.
They run it well. They run it really well.
And everything's
it's like
fish.
Chick-fil-A.
You know, everything's fresh.
Yep.
And I like a good fish sandwich, and they got a great one there.
A sandwich?
Yeah, because they bread it and cook it after you order it.
Oh.
There. So it's fresh.
Wow.
So you're the guy slowing up the line.
I am.
That's you.
I am. Well,
but
you know, you
just
pull
park
aside.
Out front. Yeah,
you pull aside and they let the nine other people that just ordered a burger go ahead of
and
me.
They bring it to you.
Yeah, they do.
They're very polite.
Yes.
Yeah.
They hire all the good kids because the rest of them all end up, you know, where.
And they always say, my pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, and that just freaks me right out. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, right.
You
know?
That's a great phrase. When we were in St. Kitts years ago, our housekeeper, every time we would thank her for something, she'd say, it is my pleasure.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, speaking of pleasure, there's a right way and a wrong way to make onion rings, and if you've ever had good ones, you know what they are. And Barbecue Bob's got a great recipe, so we're going to cover that here in the next segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill or getting ready to, because, man, we are in the quintessential grilling weekend right now. It's the middle of the summer.
The Mecca, baby.
Right, and if you aren't doing it now, you know, we might have to clip your man card. So get out there and do something with your family. And fire up a grill, and you will not regret it. I don't care what you put on there. If it's just burgers and dogs, this is the time of year to do it. And because people come together when there's a barbecue, and that's a whole lot about what we do. But there's side dishes that are really, really good. But there's some technique. We were talking a little bit about it during the break. Bob is going to go over an onion ring recipe, but it isn't the recipe as much as it is the technique. Because he asked me, well, do you make onion rings? I'm like, yeah, and I suck at it. And what happens is it's all about the consistency of the batter with me, because I can get the sweet onion. I can cut the rings. They're beautiful. I dip it in my batter. It looks great. I drop it in the oil, and the batter somehow leaves the onion. And I've got bare spots around my onion ring, and it's like, ah. Once again, I'm a big fan of eating with your eyes first. It just doesn't look right.
I'm going to hook you up, baby.
Right, all right.
My opinion of the batter, people make the same mistake all the time. They use like a fish beer batter.
Okay.
You need to use tempura.
Oh, okay.
That's the crust that my wife loves and I cook to please my wife.
Can you buy that in a box or do you whip it up yourself?
Yeah, no. Nope.
Okay, a tempura batter.
Actually,
because you're right, that's exactly what I'm doing,
depending
Bob.
On what city you're living in, like in Grand Rapids, there's a Home Depot in Cascade on 28th Street. Across the street, there's a strip mall, and there's an Asian market in there.
Okay.
Really wonderful Vietnamese family, and they have all sorts of Asian. It's not just Vietnamese, but they have all sorts of stuff from the Philippines and here and there. You got to go in there. If you want to spice up your grilling side, they've got some cool stuff that will make your neighbor jealous. And this is all about grill envy,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, man. Every time.
So for a proper onion ring, I use Vidalia's.
Right.
And then you got to slice them at the right width.
Okay. Which is about what?
I don't measure them. I'm going to say 3/8 of an inch.
Yep.
Quarter inch at least.
A little bit wider. Yeah.
Quarter inch at least. And yeah, and then you're going to want to make up a dip of egg and milk, throw them in there, take them out, drag them through flour, set them on a rack, and let them kind of get tacky and dry just a little bit.
Okay, so the flour sucks up a little of the moisture and gets...
It forms a sort of a Teflon coating or something, not Teflon, but a...
Flour.
A tacky coating on the outside. So when you put them in that batter, the batter wants to cling to it.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not doing that step.
Yeah. That's where a lot of people, that's why you're seeing all the bare onions, because it just can't hang on. You're right. Throwing it in 350-degree oil.
Right.
And it all ends up in your oil.
Right. That's exactly what happens. So that, and then, so the tempura batter, is that like
it's fluffy. It's light and fluffy. Have you ever been to a great Asian restaurant and had tempura shrimp?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't you love the coating?
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Super light.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But the flour makes the tempura stick.
The batter stick. Yep.
I was missing that step.
The egg makes the flour stick, makes the batter stick.
Yep.
It's a 3-step process.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do.
And then you drop them in 350 oil, yep. And when they float, they're done? Or
yeah, well,
you just
when they
it.
Look like they're done, they're done.
Yeah.
And don't put too many in at a time because they'll want to weld together.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's all there is to it. And then as soon as they get out, have some nice garlic parm salt, hit them with that, and Boom. You know that stuff I used to make at the kitchen for the fries?
Right.
I called it a crack fry recipe.
Right.
It's really pepper, salt, Parmesan cheese, and garlic.
Okay.
And it people loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was very much like the Hopcats crack fries, which they can't call crack fries because PC.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, that's what I do. Now, when we were talking about wings before, I on the menu on the show plan here, our menu, I said proper onion. I'm sorry, I said smoky crisp wings.
Yep.
And again, I talked about it a little bit earlier, but the thing that when Rob and I were traveling the world doing all this barbecue stuff, one of our points of contention that we did not agree on was the texture of the skin when we got done. He always insisted on the Memphis rub, which I'm fine with, but he didn't mind rubbery skin. And I do. Every time I have a good wing, it's got kind of a crispy skin to it.
Right.
And so when you run it on the smoker, you run that risk. If you leave it on the smoker too long, your skin will dry out a little bit, but you've probably also overcooked your wings.
Right.
And now your guest's experience is lessened because they're chewing on a wing and it's a little dry. It's like, oh, yeah, flavor's real good. I need a beer with this.
Right. And which isn't necessarily wrong.
No, but you do want that wing to maintain moisture. Some of the moisture because...
juicy chicken is better than dry chicken.
Yeah,
simple answer.
Especially with like a breast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And that freaks people out too. Another conversation.
The flats and the drums cook in about the same time. It's ironic, but there's more bone in the flat than there is. I mean, there's a double bone and the meat's kind of between it and stuff. So is it safe to say that they'll cook at the same time, the drums and the flats?
I'd hate to disagree with you, but on that I found, again, at the kitchen, that I would separate. I'd put all my flats on one together. I'd cook them at the same time, and then I'd put all my drums on one and cook them at the same time because to get the drum done, I always felt like the flat was a little overdone. And again, it's that perfect doneness that, you know, if you're really a food freak,
right,
you want that to come out just perfect. And when it doesn't, you know, you flog yourself. You go back in the bathroom and you get your flog out.
Yep. that's a whole nother story. So I'm going to be doing those today in that trailer smoker, and it's an offset smoker. You all might have one at home, an offset smoker. Mine's just a bigger version. But if you're in a box smoker, then... would you put your drums at the top, or would you put your flats
one way
at the
to do
top?
It. Right, be one way to do it.
Right, and then
a little hotter, usually 10 to 15 degree difference.
Right, and then monitor them, pull them off, and let the drums finish.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, Jethro FM, and of course thegrillingguys.com. Check out our website. On the right hand side, we've got all of our sponsors. There's some new ones there. And you can click on their logo. It'll bring you right to their site. And please take a look at them at least, even if you don't buy anything. But look them over before you go shopping because these people have been in business a long time. They're generally family businesses. And they're just wonderful people that support our show. So
right. They
keep us on the air. And Jop and I will never be able to retire from this show, but the show will stay on the air.
Right. We've got some many long-term sponsors, and we have one new one. It's the Hall Street and the Wealthy Street Bakery. They're both owned by the same people. And
we had them on the show.
We had them on the show a couple weeks ago, or was it last week?
I think it was last week.
But anyway... for every event now, I'm going there to get the bread, and boy, the variety of stuff that they have is amazing. You just got to try one of these. They're neighborhood bakeries, but they're full-blown restaurants, and they're wonderful.
Yeah, those rolls you picked up from them for that event we did at the Gravel Bottom, fantastic.
Yep.
Perfect texture.
Yeah.
And again, when you're doing barbecue, it's just like the texture of the skin on the wing, all these things. Some of those subtle differences... at least if you're discerning, are going to make all the difference in the world as to, you know, your satisfaction and how you feel about what you gave your guests.
That's right.
Because that's why you do all this work. You don't do it so they can have something from a drive-thru.
Right. And the thing about these buns, we'll finish with that, is that they're hearty enough.
They hold up.
They hold up. You put meat on there with sauce, and you don't want your bun being a soft, mealy mess. They're still firm. They hold it, but the flavor, oh, God.
Yeah. Mealy mess.
Love them, baby. Love them, baby. So coming up next, another holiday recipe that
I begged you to do this.
Yeah, and I've done it before, but you're going to get it
so
again
good.
Because it's so good to do this, is that I've got a buffalo chicken dip that I make in a 24-inch cast iron. It feeds about 40 people. You're going to want to hear this because you can do this at home. It's not that hard to do, and it's always a hit. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt.
And it's welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the holiday weekend. Gosh, I hope you're out in your backyard getting ready to do something cool. Take a chance, man. Put a big roast on. Put a brisket on. Do something like that. One, you've got the time. And two, you've got resources. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. We've got all kinds of tips and techniques for
and
making pretty much anything.
That's a great point. And speaking of thegrillingguys.com, any of these things we're talking about today, these recipes are going to be on there.
Right.
Thanks to our webmaster, Chaz.
Yep. The Baritone of Beer is also the magic man of the internet for us. So one of the things that I get asked to do, if you know, you've got some recipes that you make, your family makes, maybe you've inherited from somebody else. Maybe you've perfected it yourself. But you know when it's a hit, when people come over, they say, hey, are you going to make whatever
maybe
it is?
Maybe you just like it, right, so you keep making it.
Right. But I do. But it's always a fan favorite, and it's a buffalo chicken dip. Okay? And so there's a few steps, but I'm going to try to walk through them rather quickly, because starting out with a cast iron skillet, okay, two reasons. One, it heats evenly. And two, it keeps heat after you take it out of the oven.
Or, now, this is a guy who loves cast iron these days.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
You know, it's kind of like if your dog gets sprayed by a skunk. It always smells like a skunk.
Yeah.
So once I ate some stuff in cast iron that Bob made, and I'm like, I got to give me some of that cast iron because this is good stuff.
Oh, dude, I spent 10 years getting my you-know-whats busted from this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was all in a Dutch oven, so now we've broadened out a little bit. But anyway, I got this big cast iron skillet. I lay down about a quarter inch or to a half inch of cream cheese in the bottom of it, okay? Then I take some diced red onion and sprinkle that all over it, okay? Then I take...
That's kind of a thing. The red onion has a very... You talk about your little subtle nuances?
Yep.
That's one.
So there's diced red onion sprinkled all over that. And then what I've done is I've cooked off some skinless, boneless chicken thighs on the smoker. They're cold. Maybe they were made yesterday. And I dice them up in little cubes so that, because here's the idea.
Yeah.
This is a chip dip. I'm gonna serve it with scoops, right? Well, you want to be able to get in there and get
small,
one of everything on that chip, so it's the perfect bite, right? So then after we put the chicken on there, I take and I put buffalo sauce on. Now, you can buy any flavor you want. I buy one that's called Moores, M-O-O-R-E-S, and it's a buffalo ranch.
It's perfect.
It's a buffalo ranch sauce, and it's really, really good. Can't find it everywhere, but if you don't, just use whatever buffalo sauce you've got. Put that on there. Then I take and I put blue cheese crumbles on top of that. Okay. Then on top of that, I take a Mexican blend, a four blend cheese, shredded very finely, and I put that on top of the next layer, And then I've got sliced fresh jalapenos, rings. I go horizontal across the, or vertical rather, rather than horizontal. I go vertical across the pepper and make rings.
Didn't know we were having a math lesson.
Right.
Here.
I pop the center and the seeds out so it's just a ring. Now, you could buy these if you could find them in a store. I prefer fresh. So I spread those around the top of it, not throw them on, but I put them in a nice little pattern because that's what you're going to see.
Like the perfect pizza, putting your pepperoni
right,
on.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see because I want it to be pleasing to the eye. Then I throw it in the oven and I cook it until you can see the center bubbling.
So are you going to do like a 350?
Yeah. Yeah, not super hot, but maybe like 30 minutes because all you want to do is get that center. Everything cooks from the outside in a pan, right? So you want to get that center so you can see it bubbling a little bit, then it's done. And you take that off and that cast iron will hold that hot for nearly an hour. So you don't want to touch it. You don't want to put it on a table that's going to score, get a, you know.
As Rob Russell would say, about an hour.
About an hour. So, but you serve that with the scoops or any kind of tortilla chip. We've even done it with the little pita bread squares. Oh, it's so good. And everybody that's had it is like, oh, man, are you bringing that chicken dip again? And it's just one of those go-tos that I have. That recipe is on thegrillingguys.com. And it was we did an event last year where I had a gift for my guests. And we put that recipe on the back of a cutting board. Chaz lasered it on a cutting board.
I don't think I got one of those.
No, you do, but I'll get you another one. And but anyway, we'll I've got some left, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, right. But anyway,
I didn't get one.
Yeah.
At the end,
you hear
of the
violin.
I said guests. I said guests. Right? Not buddies.
Not
guests.
The hired help.
Right. Yeah. You're a paid friend.
Yeah. But anyway, so enough about that. But it's a great dish.
Oh no! Please do it again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That was a good description though, because I think. Those turn up at a lot of parties, and they vary.
Right.
You know,
some people do it in a crock pot. I'm just
right.
Not,
then it's too deep.
Right.
And they.
I want a bite of it. I want a flavor of everything.
You
in
know
every
what
bite.
Else they do? They don't shred the chicken properly.
Right.
It's shredded, and it's these big. You get these big like yarn balls of chicken, and it breaks your chip. And now everybody's hands are in the dip trying to get their chip out.
Yeah. So cook it first. Let it cool. Dice it up in little pieces. And then everybody gets a couple bites of chicken.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Like I said before, it's the little things that help you determine whether or not you're satisfied with your cook.
Yep.
This was something I did back in 19. This is on the Grilling Guys website, April 6th. It's called Spinach Artichoke Dip. And what I did was I love so many of these restaurants we go to that have a good spinach artichoke dip.
Yep.
And then you go to one that has... just the, you know, commercial Cisco Frost Pack one. And it's like, I'm so sorry. Now I'm paying $12 for naan bread.
Yeah.
Don't serve me naan.
Right.
Anyway, it's got an 8-ounce package of cream cheese. It's got boursin. Mm. It's got mayo. And I always use Duke's. It's got a quarter cup of grated parm, quarter cup of Romano, 2 cloves of garlic, dried basil, and about 4 cloves of garlic chopped, salt and pepper, and then a couple jars of Reese's grilled and marinated artichoke hearts. If you like artichoke hearts, Reese's that make the peanut butter cups, they do a few canned foods, and one is artichoke hearts, one is grilled and marinated, or marinated and grilled. I'll eat a whole jar of those before I start cooking.
Mm.
They're that good.
Right.
They got the grill marks on them and everything. Yeah.
Reese's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's R-E-E-S-E.
Oh.
Is the name of the food company. But it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's spelled a little different.
Yeah. And then a quarter cup of shredded Mott's. And I always buy the fresh stuff and shred it. It's a pain, but it is just better. So you preheat your grill to 350. And lightly grease a small to medium baking dish, something that you don't mind ruining the outside of because you're going to char it up a bit. And if it's your wife's favorite, you're going to be in the doghouse. In a medium bowl, mix together the cream cheese, mayo, parm, all that stuff I just talked about. Then you gently stir in the artichoke hearts after you've cut them up into pieces. Okay, you want to cut them in halves or quarters or something. Not too small, but you want to cut them up a bit. Then you put the mixture on that baking dish. You top it with the Mott's, and then you throw it on the grill indirect style for 25 minutes. When it starts bubbling, it's done. I'm telling you that, and that's something that I looked online for all, you know how I do it. I just look at everybody's recipes and I come up with, and everybody probably does this, I don't know, but you come up with what you think is going to be, that sounds about right, that sounds about right. This one are things I ripped off from various people and put them all together, and it just turned out fantastic. And this right. is a guaranteed home run. If you make this for your best girl, you're getting lucky, buddy.
Right. So the variation I just heard that I hadn't tried before was the matzah on it, because I've used shaved parm. They come in like flakes.
Yep.
You know, and put that on there and melted that down on top of
that's
it.
That's already in the mixture.
Yeah.
So you get the parm and the Romano in the mixture. The matzah on top. Some of my favorite chefs are Mexican chefs. Mm-hmm. And the trick that one of them, Eddie from Sabor Mexicano, taught me is these guys use mozzarella on everything because people love the looks of it, and it's stringy, and it's a texture.
Ooey gooey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll see, surprisingly enough, a lot of your Mexican cooks are using a fair amount of Italian cheese.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all good. You know, yeah. you move across. That's how we learn.
Yep.
Is just eating other people's food, and then you say, oh, I think I could do that a little different, and this is what I'd like.
Yeah, and if you can, and if you want, you can even buy the fresh Mott's balls, and you can just slice them up and lay it on top, too, and then that'll look even more cool. You know, it'll be like, oh, mozzarella.
Yep.
Because the fresh mozzarella is a little tough to shred.
Yeah, it is.
You'll shred your fingers.
Right, yeah, it's soft. We've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you get out in your backyard on this Independence Day weekend and make some memories with your family and your friends in your neighborhood, and grill something that maybe you haven't done before, because you got time to just do it. You're not rushed, and you're just going to have a great time. So thanks for tuning in. Happy Independence Day to you and your family, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.